Yeah, so the topic is mitzvah mimni yomi, mitzvah mimni shvui. So the three mahalchim and the rishayim, what exactly are you supposed to do? You have the mahalchim of the ravya and the balamar that says that every day you count a day till 49, right? And every week, at the end of the week, you count the week. But you don't say the cheshbon of what you're holding in the week in the middle of the week. The mitzvah in the yomni, you count every day a day. And the mitzvah in the shvui, every week you count the week. Right? That's the shita. The Ran, I think, also holds that way, l'alacha. Right? Makes a lot of sense. Right? So there, you can go on a clay, like Rabbeinu Yerucham talks about. Maybe it's two separate mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah to count the days, another mitzvah to count the weeks. Two completely separate mitzvahs. Maybe they should count it as two mitzvahs in the Minyan mitzvahs. The Rambam discusses it. Right? They said, Mishayim Held, they should count it as two. It's a mitzvah in the Minyan mitzvah, surely. But the Pshat is, if you're counting it that way, okay, that's the Pshat. The mitzvah to count days, another mitzvah to count weeks. Yeah. There's two other shitas. Right? The one shita is that you count 7 days. When you get to the 7th day, you say Yom Shvu Echad Laimer. You don't say days. When you get to the 8th day, you say Yom Shvu Echad V'Yom Echad Laimer. And you keep going until Yom Shnei Shvus. Yom Shnei Shvus V'Yom Echad V'Chuli. And you're not keeping cheshbon directly of how many days it is, just days. You're counting the days together with the weeks. Rabbeinu Ephraim. And who else? Rabbeinu Ephraim? Not sure who else. No, anyone knows who else? Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita. Yep. Mordechai brings him down. Rabbeinu Ephraim. Yep, that's Shita number two. And the other Shita, which is the Shita Zatur of Shulchan Aruch, Tshuvas HaRosh, and the Ran also brings it, that's the Minig, and I think that's what it says in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos. I think there's a Mashmoyis to this, Agapanah Mashmoyis in the Rif in Tzachim, so it could be to Shita the Rif in the Rambam. This is what everyone does. That you do both. You start to keep track of the days, and you also keep track of the weeks, Shehem Shua Echad. Now, what's the pshat in that? Why every single day do you have to say, right? First of all, now they're both masking that every day you have to say the Shvua Echad, the Shnei Yamim. Shnei Shvua is the Shnei Yamim V'chuli. Right? Why? What's the pshat? Why do you have to say that? What's wrong with the first Shita? That Mitzvah Nishvua means at the end of the week, Yamim Nishvua. Like, why do they hold that way? So the Chayyav Pashat Pshat is that they hold that you can't just count Shavuos at the end of the week. The mitzvah imni Shavuos is not just at the end of the week. The mitzvah imni Shavuos is a mitzvah every day, just like the mitzvah imni Yomim is a minyan every day. The mitzvah imni Shavuos is also a mitzvah every day. But every day, you have to count how many days it is. Let's first start with our Shita, which was the Rosh, the third of Shulchan Aruch, the one in the Minik. Right? The mitzvah in the yamim means that every day you should count how many days there is. And the mitzvah in the shvui means that every day you should count where you're holding in the cheshbon of the weeks. But it's not just a mitzvah to count the week, 1 week. It's a mitzvah every day to count. What do you count every day? You count days. That says how many days there are to the yamim. And you count weeks, meaning where are we holding in the cheshbon of weeks? How many weeks, and we're in the cheshbon of weeks also, right? L'chayra, I think it's bar according to both 2 and 3. You're not yetsa the mitzvah l'mimni shvui by counting at the end of the week, because mitzvah l'mimni shvui means that every day you have to count the shvui, right? What's a shvua? A shvua is 7 days. Right? So you're counting. What is the count and how many shavuos there are? If it's 2.5 weeks, so you have to say it's 2.5 weeks. Every day you have to be counting the minyan of the shavuos.
Where does it say
no.
that?
That's how you count shavuos.
Why? What about the first week?
As I tell them in shavuos. The first week also. Pershik also was nichel. Let's say all there was a mitzvah min lishvus. So it depends. You see, as I in Rabbeinu Ephraim, you have to say like this, that if all there was a mitzvah min lishvui, there was no mitzvah min liyemi, so then you wouldn't have to count every day we are holding in the weeks. Because all you have to count is every week. You have to count that week. But haint, that there's a mitzvah min liyemi, a mitzvah min mishvui, so do you say the davar is like this? It's not two things. It's not you have a mitzvah to count say yemi and say shui. It's a mitzvah to count the yemi and shui. It's one mitzvah. It's one count. It's a count of yemi and shui. So good, that's how you count yemi and shui. You count the days till you get to the week, and then you count the week and the days and that. That's what it means. That's how you count the yemi and shui. That's the mitzvah in the yemi, mitzvah in the shui. That's good for how you count.
Like,
no, I'm talking about Rabbeinu Ephraim first. First
Rabbeinu
Ephraim.
How would the mitzvah start?
Start
like the last day.
Rabbeinu Ephraim like this. If there's only a mitzvah l'min l'yayimi, we'll get to that in a second. If there's only a mitzvah l'min l'yayimi, so then you'd have to count 49 days. If there's only a mitzvah l'min l'yishui, so then you'd make seven, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, I would learn, you do seven times, you count, the mitzvah would only be to count seven times. It's a mitzvah once a week to count. It's a mitzvah l'min l'yishui. Haid is a mitzvah to do both. That's not two mitzvahs. Like the Rambam says for a mitzvah is the same. It's not two mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's how do you count from here to here? You count the days and the weeks, meaning you count the days till you get to a week. Then you count that as a week. And then you count right to the days till you get to the next week and count it as a week. That's how you count the Yom Yishui. That's what it means. But you done, it's right to two mitzvahs. It's right to two mitzvahs. Right to two counts. The mitzvah l'min l'yayimi blibes a mitzvah to count 1, 2, 3, till 49. And then there's a mitzvah l'min l'yishui. L'aynech hazoi, would be done if there would just be a mitzvah l'min l'yishui. See, the Rambam Gada says if there was just a mitzvah l'min l'yishui, he Gada says a little bit not like me, he says if it's just a mitzvah l'min l'yishui, then you would just count shua by shua. Maybe the Rambam you could fetch into mean like a Rabbeinu Ephraim. What I'm saying is a davar pashut l'chayer by me, that the pshat is like this. Maybe it's nachdem that there's a mitzvah min the yomi and shvui, so the yomi remains yomi, and shvui means a shvui mit yomi. I would say it's more mistabit to learn. To me, it's more mistabit to learn like this. And that's what it means counting shvui. That's a taicha counting shvui. If we'd only say shvui, so we'd taka count a yomi mecha, the yomi shtei yomim v'chui, and when you get to shiva yomi, you say yomi shiva yomim shem shvua echad, and then you would say hayom shvua echad v'yom echad. If it only be a mitzvah min l'yishui, then we'd say like Rabbeinu Ephraim. Mitzvah min l'yayimi is mechadish to us to also count the days that we count. That's what I would think the pshat is l'fi the tshuva sarash. Yeah, v'tzarech l'ayin in the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis, because he says like this, he writes like this, he says, he wants to say it's one mitzvah, right? He says, v'arayah b'ruel zeh, seinim mayinim gam kem v'cholay l'shehem kach v'kach shuas v'kach v'kach yamin. Now the gam kem b'cholayla sounds like you're doing both. You're doing yamim, shehem kach v'kach shuas kach v'kach yamim, is like the way we do. V'ilu yeshuas mitzvah te'atz melina misajin and yana elu b'leil hashuas. I'm a shteibach, she says, I'm a vasu yeshua yayim. That's what he says. So he says, he sounds pretty clear that if it was just the mitzvah min neshui, so then you would count shui, but it could be a nechanami. It could be haint that there's a mitzvah min l'yayimi, and then you add to that a mitzvah min l'yishui, so the mitzvah min l'yishui is attached to the mitzvah min l'yayimi, that the mitzvah min l'yishui is to do the yayimi and the shui. It would only be for shui, so the taka would only do shuis. So, it gets us to the base of Levi's Chiddush. Right? It says, to our Rishonim that hold, this we'll discuss next week, if you miss a day of Sfiris Sa'imah, you can't count anymore. Right? So then, to be nice, you have to count all the days, otherwise you're not Yetzah. So Beis Halevi says, he would think you can't count most every day, but you could count with the bracha. You can count with the bracha the day that the week finished, so you count with the bracha then, because of the mitzvah and nishui. Right? So that day, you can count with the bracha. Yep, that's what the Beis Halevi says. So he says, "Ein echanam, fear beni yeruchim, that the mitzvah deraisa is yemi, and shvui zeichel mikdash. You don't make a bracha on shvui, ein echanam. You won't be able to make a bracha on the mitzvah shvui. But pashas, you don't pass like a beni yeruchim. Right? Not that way. Rav Yishmael and Mol, there's no chilek. Could be they're both there, Einstein, according to the Rambam, could be they're both there, Rabbanan. So Mele, you can make a bracha on the mitzvah and nishui. So Mele, when it finishes the week, you can make a bracha on the mitzvah and nishui. As they pass in the base of late. Now, I said the minig is not that way. Shmur doesn't mean the psak is mein lachay. The psak aloch is not that way. Now, what's the pshat? Zagach mashin. Lachay, according to both these two shittas, I mean, the shita that we mamish paskin like, and the shita of Rebbeinu Ephraim, the mitzvah mimni shvui is a mitzvah to count every day. There's a mitzvah mimni shvui. So right there, you're missing the tzmimus in the mitzvah mimni shvui. Just like going to Beis Leiva L'chayr, if you missed the yom of the mishlam shvua, so now you can't do the shvui either because you don't have tzmimus on the shvui, right? Tzmimus going in the shvui also. But they hold that every day there's a mitzvah in the shvui. So right there, you're missing the tzmimus on the shvui. I saw they bring from the Mishayim the Grach, they bring from the Grach al Hashash that he held faker. He held that Lefi Rebbeinu Ephraim that holds that you could count, that you count every day the shvui yomi. So then, if you missed in the first week, which he holds that you don't have a din of shvuas in the first week, so immediately you could continue counting with the bracha anytime after the seventh day because you have the mitzvah mimni shvui every day. But I would say faker. I would say if the mitzvah mimni shvui is that you have to every day count where you're holding the shvui, I'm not sure if it starts from the first week and on. It could be the mitzvah mimni shvui would already start the first day or so. Like Rebbeinu Ephraim Zuchazai. Because Rebbeinu Ephraim holds that there is no mitzvah mimni yomi, eisen the mitzvah mimni shvui, that every day. You see, I'm all saying this in the kayach hechrich. Maybe this is wrong, but I don't see how it could be wrong. That if Rebbeinu Ephraim tells you that you have to count every day, hayom shvu echad yom echad, hayom shvu echad shnei yomim, Rashi says is the keem of the mitzvah shvui every day. That's mukhrich to me. That's why you're doing it. You mean mekayim the mitzvah shvui every day, right? So it would seem the stavra, right? Maybe this is where Reb Chaim held not the way. Maybe Reb Chaim said, fine, there's a mitzvah in the shvui every single day, but it starts from Shvu Echad. Till Shvu Echad, you have no mitzvah in the shvui because there are no shvui yet. You got to have a mitzvah in the yomi. But there is no mitzvah in the shvui.
That continues afterwards?
No, that continues. So I don't see what the difference. I'm saying, so then it would be true Lididon also, because Lididon, we grant it happened to hold that there's a mitzvah in the end without the shvui. Right? The Benefraim holds, no, you can put them all together. Since you're doing shvui b'derech, that each yayim you bring more, so you kind of the yayim and the shvui together. And we all know, the yayim has to be a yayim separate, 49 days. Right? And the mitzvah in the shvui. The pshat is, we count the shvui and the yayim. Right? So I think Reb Chaim is landing on. But when does the mitzvah mimni shvui start? It starts when you have a shvua. Till you have a shvua, you don't have a mitzvah mimni shvua. So in the shvui, you have tamimus. Right? We'll come at an afkamina the other way also, even with Reb Chaim. Let's say you missed one day after the first week. I would think with Reb Chaim saying, with the other two shittas, already you don't have shvui anymore. If there's a mitzvah of shvui every day and you don't have shvui that day, you're not a shvui anymore. So maybe even when it ends the week, right? According to those shittas, you're right, they don't have tamimus. I think the Beis Halevi only stims if you hold the mitzvah mimni shvui is taka once a week, like the Ran and the Balamar. That's only you could say, right? But if you hold that the mitzvah mimni shvui is every single day there's a mitzvah mimni shvui, so right, they don't have tamimus on the shvui. I can hear a svara, though, not like the Beis Halevi, that even the first week, al kapanim, first we'll go milakal lakavim, al kapanim would be done, that we hold as a mitzvah mimni shvui every day, so the first week was a gate rein in the mitzvah mimni shvui. Right? Even though we don't say that it's weak because we don't have a shvui, but the pshat is the mitzvah mimni shvui is that you count until you hit a shvui, and then you say it, so I have a shvui now. That's the pshat in the mitzvah mimni shvui. That's why there's a mitzvah mimni shvui every day. Because I have to count the days until I get to a week, and then say, oh, now I have a week. Yeah? So Mamela, that's why we don't only debate the Levi. Because Enechanami, even if you're going to make it, Leimi Bay, this is what I want to say, Leimi Bay like Rabbeinu Ephraim, there's no two mitzvahs b'chlal. It's one mitzvah Yom Yishui. It's one mitzvah. All you're doing is counting Yom Yishui. So I don't have to be mitzvah on this one mitzvah. But even Lididon, so good, I happen to have a mitzvah Mim Yomi to count 49 days. I happen to have a mitzvah Mim Yishui, and the mitzvah Yishui is to count Yom Yishui. But if I'm missing one day in the count of Yom Yishui, even in the first week, so I don't have the count of Yom Yishui. Shui doesn't mean just Shui. Shui means every day after. I have to count the days to make up the week. Yeah? Now, I want to say that I think that even the sheet of the Balamor and the Ran that holds, that the whole din to say Shui is dafka at the end of the week, even then, I can hear very much not like the Beis Halevi, and you don't have the Shavuos Tzmimus if you miss a day. Because the emphasis is, Salam Amigayat, it always bothered me. Why do you wait till day 7 to say Shavuot? Why don't you say Shavuot in the beginning? Just like you say in the beginning of the day, Yayim Echad Laimer. So why can I say, Hashavuot, Shavuot Echad Laimer? Right? And you don't say Hashavu Shavu Echad Laimer, even when you get to the end, right? You say Hayayim Shavu Echad Laimer. Even if you don't say Hayayim Shiva Yamim, like Ibn Ephraim, you say Hayayim Shavu Echad Laimer, right? You don't say Hashavu Shavu Echad Laimer. You say Hayayim Shavu Echad Laimer, which is this, adds a little bit more Yakasha that you asked in the beginning, right? And when do we make it, right? In other words, in order to have Tmimus, you have to say the Shavu Echad on the seventh day, which is the last day of the week. But it has to be the beginning of that day to have Tumimus. Right? Shat says, there's no such thing as counting weeks b'etzem. Maybe if there wasn't a mitzvah in the Yemi, maybe there would be a mitzvah dafka to count weeks. Right? Like the Rambam, and the bracha would be limna shvui haimer. And then ein echinami. Then when you would say, when you would count the shvua, is the beginning of the week. Hayayim shvua echabayim. You wouldn't say hayayim, what's hayayim? I'm counting weeks, I'm not counting days. Hashavua, Shavua Echalaimer. Right? So you never say Hashavua. You say Hayoyim. Right? Even if the Balamar and the Ran that you just counted at the end, you say Hayoyim Shavua Echalaimer. Right? Or Hayoyim Shavua Yom Shem Shavua Echalaimer. Right? And even with the Don, you say Hayoyim Shehem. Right? But it's Hayoyim. Right? The Pshat is that we don't count the week. Counting a week means counting the days until it's a week and then counting it as a week. So I could hear a svara that we bought as a mitzvah mim the yamil mitzvah mim the shui. So I'm not mechuyev, according to him, I'm not mechuyev to mention the shuas till the end of the week. Right? I'm counting yamil and I'm also keeping track whenever the yamil hit a shua. But if I miss the day, it could be right that I don't have tmimus on the shuas. Tmimus of the Shavuos means I have the whole week. Every day. If I'm missing a day, so maybe I didn't count the week for Tmimus. So maybe I don't have Tmimus on the week. So it's not... If the mitzvah was to count the Shavuos, so good, I counted 7 weeks. There's no mitzvah to count the Shavuos. But the Gemara mitzvah to count the Shavuos, you'd have to say Hashavuos Shavuos Echad Laimer. And if the Gemara mitzvah to count the Shavuos, you'd have to count the Shavuos in the beginning of the week. Teretz says, no. There's a mitzvah to count Yomim. Even if all there is a mitzvah to count Shavuos, so the pshat is, I'm going to count Yomim. I'm going to get to a Shavuos, and then I'm going to say, Hayoyim is a Hashlam of the Shavuos. And now I have with my Yomim a Shavuos. But if you miss the day, it could be another Shavuos altogether. That's the Svarah. So Mela, Enechinami, the feet of Balamor, you're also counting Shavuos every day. Every day I'm counting Shavuos. I'm counting Yomim. And the pshat is, and my Yomim are going to build up to a Shavuos. I don't have to say it's a Shavuos until it's a Shavuos, but that's the plan. All right. Good. Thank you.